On Becoming Baby Wise, Giving Your Infant the Gift of Nighttime Sleep, by Gary Ezzo, M.A., and Robert Buckham, M.D. In this book, we aim to help prepare minds for the incredible task of raising a child. We believe the preparation of the mind is far more important than the preparation of the nursery. Your baby will not care if his head rests on designer sheets or beside Disney characters, nor is your success tied to the wardrobe or bedroom accessories, but rather to the beliefs and convictions that will eventually shape your parenting experience. Right beginnings. The word home is so laden with significance that one cannot begin a conversation about baby care without first speaking to the persuasive influence that the home environment exerts, especially during the critical first year. From the first breath to the last day on earth, nothing would impact a person's life more than the influence a mom and dad bring to the home environment. We know that parents naturally and instantly fall in love with their babies. However, falling in love with your baby is not the same thing as providing your baby with a loving home environment. A healthy home environment starts with mom and dad's commitment to each other, from which a more perfect love is communicated to their children. What do parents need to know to keep their marriages alive and well, so they can maximize their parenting influence? Here are a few action principles. 1. Continue living. Life does not stop once the baby arrives. It may slow down for a few weeks, but it should not stop entirely. 2. Continue those loving gestures that were enjoyed before the baby came along. The loving gestures that marked the marriage relationship as special before the baby came need to be kept special throughout the parenting years. 3. Practice couch time. At the end of each workday, spend at least 15 minutes sitting with your spouse, discussing the day's events. 4. Know what to expect of each other before your baby arrives. Parents should take the time to work through their expectations of each other before their baby is born. Parent-directed feeding. Parent-directed feeding, or PDF, is an infant management strategy that helps mothers connect with their babies and babies to connect with everyone in the family. Here are some of the benefits of the PDF approach. 1. PDF guided by parental assessment provides tools to recognize and assess two potential problems with infant feeding. A. The breastfed child who is fed often, such as every hour, may not be receiving adequate nutrition. Using parental assessment, parents not only respond to the cue by feeding the baby, but are alerted to a potential problem with the feedings. B. When the hunger cue is not present, the clock serves as a guide to ensure that too much or too little time does not elapse between feedings. It is also a protective backup for weak and sickly babies who may not be able to cry effectively. 2. When the hunger cue is present, the clock is submissive to the cue because hunger, not the clock, determines feedings. To sum up, when parental assessment is part of the equation, parents are protected from moving to the extremes of feeding. Facts on feeding. Whether the calories come from the breast or bottle, mother's milk or formula, what is of prime importance is the tender affection provided during feeding times. There is, however, a difference in two food sources, and understanding those differences will help provide the confidence parents need to make an informed decision about what is best for their baby and family. What do expectant parents need to know? When it comes to a broad comparison between breast milk and formula, it is no surprise that mother's milk is the perfect food for babies, providing numerous health benefits. Breast milk decreases the incidence of severity of diarrhea, lower respiratory infections, bacterial meningitis, and urinary tract infection, and also provides traditional antibodies for building a baby's immune system. Unlike formula, which needs to be prepared, stored, warmed, and packed for every outing, breast milk is ready whenever and wherever. Babies and sleep. Sleep, or the lack of this precious commodity, is one of the most significant influences on a healthy life. Sleep is critically important during the first year because the human growth hormone is released during deep sleep. Equally important are the quality and quantity of an infant's sleep, because they affect more than just the baby. They also impact the welfare of everyone in the household, making a difference between being a joyful, alert parent or a fatigued one. In fact, healthy, full-term babies are born with the capacity to achieve 7 to 8 hours of conscious nighttime sleep between 7 and 10 weeks of age and 10 to 12 hours of sleep by 12 weeks of age. But these achievements require parental guidance and a basic understanding of how a baby's routines impact healthy outcomes. Wake times and naps. As your baby moves from the early days of infancy toward the mid-year mark, subtle growth shifts are continually influencing the various daytime, feed-wake sleep cycles. These small but significant growth changes are difficult to measure in any one moment, but they are present, working behind the scenes, propelling baby forward. Parents may not visually notice the changes day-to-day, but they are influencing those changes, especially during baby's wake times. Wake time activities during these early months of life must be understood in terms of a baby's developing mind and his need for proper stimulation of the senses. While wake times should involve interaction between mom, dad, and baby, there should also be times when baby is alone, totally absorbed in his own world of discovery. Let's talk through the various activities that should be part of your baby's wake times. When your baby cries and the world around you goes dim. You know a message is in there somewhere, but what is it? Besides crying when hungry, babies have their own way of signing the blues when tired, wet, sick, bored, frustrated, out of their routine, or fed too often. Sometimes it is simply because what is normal, healthy, babies do. No parent finds pleasure in hearing that sound, especially if you are the first-time parent. As mom or dad, learn to assess your baby's cry so you can respond properly. The key to understanding and properly responding to a baby's cry is assessing the context of the crying, not just the cry itself. There are 6 specific cry times during the first 5 months of life. 3 of them are abnormal cry periods, 3 are normal periods. The abnormal cries signal that something is wrong and should be checked. The normal cries are still signals, but call for different responses. Here is the breakdown of each. Abnormal crying. Crying during feeding. This is likely to happen if your baby is not getting enough food or not taking enough food in fast enough. Crying immediately after feeding. If your baby cries routinely within 30 minutes after feeding, and it sounds like more of a cry from pain than sleepiness, it may be caused by one of several factors. 1. Trapped gas. Young babies often swallow air during feedings. This air must be brought up again. Burp your baby by holding them against your shoulder, on your lap, or over your knee. 2. Mom's diet. If you are breastfeeding, consider what you are eating. Be careful to avoid large quantities of dairy product and spicy food. 3. A milk quality problem. A breastfeeding mother can have a sufficient quantity of milk but not sufficient quality. Crying in the middle of a sound nap. If your baby wakes out of sound sleep with a strong cry, it may be from a combination of any of 3 factors mentioned above. It may be that his sleep schedule was disrupted from a previous late evening or hectic morning. Normal crying. Crying just before feeding. Under normal circumstances, this kind of crying is very short, since the next event for the baby is mealtime. If your baby is hungry, feed him. Crying during the late afternoon or early evening period. Most babies have a personal fussy time, especially in the late afternoon. That is true of both bottle and breastfed infants, and you are in good company. Crying when going down for a nap. When your baby goes down for a nap, the duration of crying is set by the child but monitored by the parent. The key to a harmonious family life is a healthy husband-wife relationship. All other relationships in the home are impacted positively or negatively by that primary family relationship. Your wife is the chief feeder, diaper changer, bather, and teacher entertainer of the set of babies entrusted to you. She has no downtime. 24 hours a day, she has to be calm and controlled, so she can make the important assessments and decisions that are part of your baby's daily life. The more you cherish and serve your wife, the more you will get back into the beautiful forms of a composed, wise mom and peaceful, secure child.